So we're in Chavis Halvavish Shal Yuchad Amaisa Perek Hey. Okay, Perek Hey, toward the end, in the paragraph that starts, Vikasher Yoivad. So, the last thing we saw, the last assault of the Yetzer Hara that we saw, is something to keep aware of. The issue of what we call Toyal HaRishonis. The Yetzer Hara may try to get you to regret something good that you did. You did something good, afterwards make you feel like a loser. Afterwards, show you how what kind of inconveniences it's creating. And we have a rule that if a person regrets something virtuous that they did, you actually lose the schus. So be very careful from that. Once you did the good deed, so bear in mind that whatever inconveniences you might face afterwards, you've locked away something of immense value forever. So it's certainly senseless. Mainly if you have any say not to do it in the first place because of the inconveniences it's going to cause. But you've already done it. It's certainly senseless to then allow the Yetzer Hara to rob you of this chus. You're going to suffer the inconveniences anyways. You already did it, right? To rob you of this chus. So you want to remember that. Never to regret, never to allow thoughts of regret to enter your mind about something good that you did. And also the other way around. I'm sorry?
He ever told the story that he was once at a meeting, businessman, invited, you know, people like beer, very much. And one of the people in the meeting was in yeshiva. And he said in the meeting to the other partners that, you know, all the years he learned in yeshiva, he missed out coming to business quicker. He would have been much,
that much richer. There you go. There's a person who lost all of his, that's right. There's a person who lost his merit. Tragic. Also the other way around. When a person does an Avera, if a person then afterwards feels self-righteous about it, right? That itself deepens it deepens the fault. It deepens the accountability. Person did something he shouldn't have done. Then afterwards feels like, well, that person deserved it, or, you know, talks himself into feeling self-righteous about it. Yes, it was fine. It was okay. This often won't be in the form of real, for us, bona fide surim, but in a little bit subtler things, there could be sometimes a feeling of self-righteousness, or even a feeling of, chas v'shalom, let's say, you told somebody off good or something like that, and you think afterwards, all right, it's good that this person finally heard something to put him in his place or something like that. Just be careful. That's another assault of the Yetzer Hara. Person did an Avera. The Yetzer Hara now wants to capitalize on it more, because by getting the person to actually feel good about it, you are intensifying the level of the Avera. You want to immediately be able to tell yourself, no, that was wrong, and I regret having done it. This is one of the al-chets is explained in this way. Ni'atznu. We've angered Hashem. We've angered Hashem. Some of the Mufarshim explained that to mean, it doesn't mean we angered Hashem. Some of the Mufarshim explained that to mean that if after a person does an Avera, you know, a person does an Avera, okay, now you want to feel humbled, whatever it is. If the person afterwards then comes with an attitude of, well, it's okay. That is called ni'atznu, angering Hashem afterwards. At least lower your head, at least feel the regret. So these are another two assaults to be aware of. Not to regret a mitzvah, and not to feel self-righteous or feel good about an Avera that you did. Okay. Now, if you stand against him with all this, and he will not manage to lure you with everything we've been discussing. Then he'll try to hit you in the realm of your learning, in the realm of your chachma. Sorry, just a second. He'll try to hit you in the realm of your chachma. How does that work? So, if he sees you getting into learning, you want to really apply yourself to learning, he'll tell you, let me tell you how it always worked. This is really enough for you. When it comes to knowing the Torah, he says, Torah is endless. Veloy tachlis. There's no way of really getting to the end of it. Sim migam mascha el ikar ha'emuna v'sher v'shatayu. And therefore, you just learn the basics. You just learn the basics. Don't get into... Don't try to cover it all. V'chakach l'moyd mashet izdayin v'y etzel b'nei adam. So it's a very important part of Chachma is to be able to show your Chachma. And therefore, learn things that will give you a name by people as a wise, worldly person who's at the cutting edge. Such as, let's say, music. Being able to show off your knowledge when it comes to music. Utspunea dikduk, and you know the intricacies of dikduk. V'achidos hanochis v'amisholim hanahugim. I guess apparently in those days it was like very fashionable to be in on the latest riddles. Each time has like the things that will put you that are being discussed in the higher class of the social circle. Various types of riddles, etc. Maybe today we call it current events. I don't know. Whatever it is, he's saying, learn the fashionable chachmas. What's that? Yeah. Learn the fashionable chachmas. The chachmas that when you're sitting in a social circle, when you're sitting around with people, you'll sound impressive if you have what to say about these things. You show that you're up to date. Remember as a kid, this was an issue, right? We didn't have a television at home. My father didn't let us listen to sports on the radio. When I showed up in school in the morning, you had to know who won. I always had to make sure to get the information, you know, otherwise, and to make it sound like I had actually followed the game, right? That's another fashionable area of knowledge that you have to have. Also, when it came to different, you know, television shows, movies, I wasn't in a former school, by the way, but still, the cool guys... If you wanted to be in with the cool guys, you had to have a yad in the latest movies that were out, etc. The earlier on you were to know exactly what was going on. Again, the more fashionable it was, the more in you were. Try to keep up with the fashionable areas of knowledge. And when you're sitting around with a group of classy people, you'll be able to show off those areas of knowledge. Don't bother with all the intricacies. Get down the basics of halacha. It's very important to know Torah. Get down the basics of halacha. Don't get into all the intricacies and the machloikis in. Now here's another. This is a big theme of the Chovas Havavas. He very, very, very much believed in dedicating yourself to the philosophical basis of our emuna. Big subject by the Chovas Havavos. Machlokes Rishonim. But this, the Chovas Havavos very, very strongly believes in. You have to well establish your philosophical basis of emuna. You can't just believe because you believe. You have to be able to explain the basis of it. So, al tachni satzmacha, don't get into that either. The Chokhmah Shosha Moifes, Veichus Hadibur, Mini Akoshes, Veifani Arayes, Veichus Hiluch Ha'iloim Hamo'ilo, Vizchabu Sechokhmah Nires, and Chokhmah Nisteres. I'm sorry? It's philosophical. I won't get into it. I don't know all the pratim. I won't get into all the pratim. Whatever it is, I'm just reading through the list quickly here because I'm not completely familiar with all the intricacies of philosophical argument. But he says these things are too complicated. The Yetzer Hara will tell you these things are too complicated and complex. Don't get into all the intricacies of it. Don't get into all the depths of it. Even if there are things that you can delve into, that you can clarify, say that you got it by tradition, that's good enough. According to the Chavis HaVavis, this is the Yetzer Hara. You know that there are areas of Emunah that cannot properly be philosophically studied. They're beyond you. There are areas you have to acknowledge is beyond you. So just accept all of Emunah that way. Don't bother basing it philosophically. So again, this is the Yetzer Hara talking. In other words, what he's saying is, you should apply yourself to the full breadth of Torah, all the details, all the intricacies, and also when it comes to Emunah, all the philosophical arguments, etc. You should be proficient in them. I just want to note, this is the well-known sheet of the Chavis HaVavis. Others do disagree. Kuzari, for example, disagrees. He holds that we don't need to involve ourselves in the philosophical basis of our Emunah, kind of like Kuzari. It's like, you know, if you want to know it, so study it. If you're fine without it, then fine. But it's all the Yetzer Hara talking, right? Yeah, you should do it. You should. Don't get busy with the fashionable chachmas. Make sure that you're spending your time on the depth of our Emunah. Make sure that you're spending your time on not just the basics of what you need to know, Halacha L'maisa, but learn it all in depth. Try to encompass as much as you could. It's true, you'll never get to the end of it. But the more of it you know, the deeper you go, the more you encompass, the more breadth and Torah you have, the more bound up with Hashem you are. It's never enough. It's never enough. And the fact that you'll never get to the bottom of it, you'll never get to the end of it, shouldn't discourage you at all, because on the contrary, what are you doing when you're engaging in Torah? When you're engaging in Torah, you're engaging in Hashem. You are connecting with Him more and more and more and more and more. And just like you can never get to the end of Hashem, you can never get to the end of Torah. That shouldn't bother you. We want to screw ourselves into Hashem as much as we possibly can. I just read today something very beautiful. Remember Gamliel Rabinovich? Rabbi Malinowitz considered a Rebbe of his. He came to be maspid him here. So his father, his name was Ablevi Yitzchok Rabinovich. He wrote a very chashuv sefer on Basa B'chalav, kind of like a Mishnah Brura, on various areas of Yeridei called Ma'adani Melech. Ma'adani HaShulchan, I'm not sure. Ma'adani HaShulchan, yeah. Ma'adani HaShulchan. It's Rabbi Rabinovich's father. Yeah, he was Nifta not so long ago. He was a very, very old man. He was Nifta not so long ago. Maybe like the last 10 years, I think. Whatever the case is, he used to sit and learn for hours on end by himself. Hours on end by himself. He would work on his writings, on his sfarim. And one time he expressed, Rabbi Gamliel said how he one time sat with his father in a certain moment of openness, and he expressed how when he's busy working through the bottom line in terms of his sefer, and he's working through the cheshbonos, he said, I bear in mind what Chazal say. You know, I sit down and learning. I'm very, very keenly aware of what Chazal say, that afilu echad yeshev v'yisek b'Torah shechina kenegdoi. Even a single person who's sitting and learning Torah, the shechina is there with him. And he said, when I'm drawing my bottom line conclusions, I consult. He said, I consult. The shechina is there with me. I consult with the shechina. That this mamish has experience of learning Torah. I consult with the shechina. And if, you know, I have this clarity, then I understand that as the Shekhinah, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaviyachal telling me, yes, this is the correct conclusion. This was his experience in learning Torah. So, Adarabba, the fact that you'll never plumb the full depth of Torah is part of the beauty of what you're doing when you're sitting and learning Torah. Okay. Now, Vimlai Tishmaloy. So if you resist him, v'tishtadel v'tischazek, you'll stand against him. He'll hit you from another angle. He'll hit you from the angle of envy of your friends. You know what? Like we said before, the Yetzer Hara uses judo, like we said. You withstand him, he's pulling you in this direction. You push in that direction, he'll suddenly start pushing in that direction. He'll hit you in whatever direction you're going. So you decide you do want to go Adasof in Torah. So then he says, on the contrary, go Adasof. But look, that person's going a little further than you, and he tries to arouse resentment towards those who do know more than you. You are putting all your efforts into knowing as much as I can. So then, stop feeling resentful. Others know more than me. That's not fair. Okay, this is also something that deserves a little bit more elaboration. If they reach greater achievements than you, resent it. Then a person will suddenly start trying it. Yeah, but he has this fault. Yeah, but he has that fault. He might know this, but, right? Try to see them in a negative light in order not to have to acknowledge that they may be above you. Try to put them down. Try to denigrate them. If they had the nerve to know things that I don't have, then they deserve to be put down, because after all, whatever they know and I don't, they robbed from me. Again, this is the Yetzer Hara talking. We're putting it in very blunt kind of terms, but we'll have to elaborate on this more, understand how this is Negeya. Okay, we'll stop here.